This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
We are going to start with the fallout from leaving the Iran nuclear deal. With the end of U.S. involvement comes the return of U.S. sanctions, sanctions that can affect companies all over the world, because the U.S. can still punish foreign companies that work with Iran if those companies also work in the U.S., and that's a little awkward, because many of those companies are based in countries like France and Germany, American allies. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour starts us off.
European businesses are not taking kindly to the U.S. president telling them what to do.
I would love to see the reaction of the American audience if our parliament would decide a law which is applicable in Wisconsin or in California or something like this.
Mikhail Tokus manages the German-Iranian Chamber of Commerce that promotes business ties between the two countries. He says last year, German companies exported $3 billion worth of goods to Iran, and they're not going to stop.
We are doing business continuously with Iran since 130 years, and we will continue to do business according to the European and German laws.
There are plenty of small businesses and banks in Europe that have no presence in the U.S., so the U.S. can't touch them. Some companies can choose not to use U.S. parts or employees, putting them out of U.S. reach.
Other companies, particularly financial companies, may have a lot of exposure to the United States because they do a lot of U.S. dollar business and therefore need to be able to access the U.S. financial system.
Philip Yurovsky is a partner with Sherman & Sterling. He says European plane maker Airbus is stuck because it needs U.S. parts for its planes. French oil company Total has a joint venture in Iran with a Chinese firm, but may need to get out of it because it also has a U.S. presence. The same goes for French automakers who are also in Iran. These are some of Europe's most important companies. Faribourg Gadar is professor of business at Penn State.
I suspect that the European governments will then say, wait a sec, we will protect European companies. And then it really becomes a battle.
A battle not between Iran and the U.S., but between the U.S. and its allies. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.